The town of Wellsville has decided to revamp its annual Sham Battle. That's a yearly tradition where whites paint themselves red to dramatize Native Americans attacking Mormon settlers. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
The Sham Battle is about to change. The decision comes after weeks of deliberation about the sensitivity of portraying Native Americans as marauders in a place where that just didn't happen. Darren Perry is chairman of the Northwestern Band of the Shoshone Nation. He told the Wellsville City Council last month that the tradition was offensive.
And I just said, you know, I don't believe you guys are racist. I said, I think it's pretty insensitive in the name of tradition. But I said, sometimes you just need to look at things and see if something needs to be changed.
The Sham Battle's been going on for 87 years as part of the End of Summer Founders Day celebration in Wellsville. But a column in the Salt Lake Tribune last month prompted soul-searching in the Cache Valley community and beyond. Perry's tribe and other Native American leaders say the mock battle has been misrepresenting whites, local tribes, and a relationship that's historically been positive. It was federal troops behind the Bear River Massacre that left 500 Shoshone dead back in 1863. Perry was on hand this week when a special committee recommended reworking the Sham Battle without Native Americans.
If you can sit down knee to knee and talk about an issue and hopefully come to a resolution, how cool is that? That hardly ever happens in today's world.
Community leaders have said federal troops or bandits might be a part of the reenactment in the future. Judy Faze, KUER News.